40 Wings post-game interview.
The coach of the victorious Anglesey Footy Club. He's going to join us, thanks, in this fifth quarter, thanks to 40 Winks. Find the perfect bed for your body. But fire away, Birchie. This is your, you've up first with the new ball.
What a win. You must be feeling amazing right now, not only as a coach, but to be out there also contributing. You had a fantastic game and really led from the front. There was a handful of you that really did the damage in that first half. How does it feel?
Yeah, really good. I think... looking at our side, it was probably the best we've had on paper for the whole year. So we were pretty confident that if we had 22 contributors that we could take it to Drysdale, and it worked out that way well. So I'm really proud of the boys today.
Two things that really impressed me early on. You looked really fast, a lot of pace throughout the team, which really broke the game open and had the ball going your way really quickly. But also you didn't waste possessions. Like, the ball use was fantastic, particularly by foot, really hitting the targets and precise.
Yeah, for sure. I think our game style, when we're up and about, we've got some really great ball users, and we spoke during the week about, getting the ball in their hands, and if we could keep speed on the ball on the outside, we thought we'd be able to have Drysy's measure. So on a nice big deck and a beautiful day in Port Arlington, it was really suited us today. So
were you disappointed that Mitch Maguire played when he comes out and you know he's not actually moving at 100% and he's actually not going to have any influence up the ground?
Yeah, well, to be honest, Mitch is a really good player around the ball. He's a ball, so he's a physical presence. He's their captain, and I got the right mail with like 5 minutes to go before the game that he had a plantar fasc. So I saw that getting taped before the game as well, and I said to him, it's unlucky for him and Drysdale, but I was pretty pleased to see him staying up forward.
We just spoke to Will Batson, and Batto, being a St Mary's junior, saw what they did in 2019, and Harry Ling was part of it, I think, when they won the flag from an elimination final. We've actually seen that happen. I know you're not going to get too far ahead of yourself, but there's nothing to say you can't get on a roll, and Batto gave us a pretty straight bat. Are you going to give me a straight bat? Are you going to say, well, no, we're one of four clubs that can win this flag, and we're here to try and win one?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was lovely motivation to see the K-Rock boys put us in seventh. So, ever since then, I think...
Hang on, K-Rock boys, you know who wrote it. You can have a crack at me. It's all right.
I just think it was a nice read. We'll continue to pin it up. I think we've, since that article, I think we've only, we've won six or seven and lost zero.
So. Oh, hang on, I wrote it after round 14. Settle down.
Well,
influential.
One of them was a draw.
I think just a little bit more research would be
appreciated. Oh! Oh, all you had to say is, Kingy, we're proving you wrong, and that's all you had to do, Jordan.
I got told not to talk about it, but I couldn't help myself. Well, sorry,
who told you not to talk about it?
They said, play a straight bat.
Please, you've never played a straight bat in your life.
Well,
keep looking to put it over mid-wicket for six.
Well, yeah, that's fair, I am, but that's normally just from a phone call with you, not live on air, so.
That's right. You and I have known each other for a long time. We can be open and honest with each other. You've got some injury concerns, though. Can you just give us an update? Obviously, Jai Anderson, Jordy Harrison, and even Dill Featon wasn't moving overly freely at the end. I suspect we're putting a line through Jai Anderson next week.
Yeah, disappointing. He had a job on Ruggles today, and he did a really good job on him. He's a great role player for us, so we'll have to find someone else to fill that void. And Glove's done a hamstring, so... yeah, just disappointing for him because he was out early last week against Queenscliff in the first, 10 minutes. And, he's 36, so probably that continuity just didn't help his hamstring today. But we've got some guys to come back in too. So, it's just next shoulder up. And we're looking forward to the Cooters, who will be another tough game.
Yeah, before I throw you to Jace, just with Anderson, shoulder or collarbone?
I think collarbone. I'm actually not sure.
Yeah.
The guy said he came off holding his collarbone. So
gone to hospital?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Jordy, it must be gratifying as a coach to see you talk to the team during the week and then them come out and actually play the way you've coached them to do that. Like, in terms of the ball movement and just the direct way that you were going, it must be gratifying as a coach and a coaching staff to be able to see them do that.
Yeah,
in practice.
Absolutely, Jace. Yeah, I mean, I just have full belief in our group. On paper... we had a massive turnover last year, but I've said from the start, if we can get healthy enough, our team's just as good, if not better, than last year. Obviously, the competition's really narrowed in. I think a lot of sides now would be, thinking we're pretty hard to beat if they come up against us in the next couple of weeks. And, if if we play like that every week, I think it should hold us in good stead to have another really good finals campaign. So, yeah, hopefully the momentum can continue to roll.
And the attention on Aiden now, because he's kicked so many goals, has been such a focal point for you. But you've got some blokes around like Jack Walters and Batto today and a couple of others who just float in and float out when they need to, yourself as well, who can just take the pressure off him as well. I mean he's still kicked 4-5.
For sure.
And was got really well played against by Delaney today, but must be gratifying to be able to have some other options as well.
For sure. Actually, before the game, I said, I reckon, people would look at our side and think our defence is pretty true and well set. Our mids are statistically the best in the comp, so I don't think, teams are looking at getting an advantage on us, but I reckon up forward, there'd be some talk saying, if you stop grass, then you can stop Anglesey. So put it on the boys, our forward line, today. And I said to them, these guys are really great players, so be confident. And their hunt and tackle pressure was good today, so it put their defenders under the pump.
Absolutely.
40 winks, fifth quarter interviews. Find the perfect bed for your body. Speaking with Anglesey coach Jordan Kerris, he's Matty Dowling.
Jordy, when you get to finals time, it's a lot about your brand versus also looking at the opposition. Are you pretty true in the fact that your coaching your brand and that's going to beat teams rather than focusing too heavily each week on what they're good at and trying to nullify that?
No, I'm probably right on the fence. I do a fair bit of work on oppo analysis, looking at their strengths, taking away their strengths, particular players. I'm pretty strong on guys having roles. I think our guys know what our brand is. I'm really confident that they just know how we expect we should be playing. But in the same token, we need to stop some of their guys. I speak to our boys, I speak to our coaches on the bench. When it's tight, who's going to win them the game? That's really important to think about. In the heat of the battle, who's going to win in the game? Got to stop those guys. Because, you look at Drysy, they've got 4 or 5 guys who are stars. And if they get on a roll, they get their momentum. So, to answer your question, I'm probably, right in the middle. I do a fair bit of work on the oppo too.
Yep. And your brand looks like the composure and the ball movement by foot really chopped Drysdale up today with being able to slice and dice your way through the arcs especially. That's something that takes quite a time to build and develop, especially in young players, to be able to have the confidence to hit those kicks and change angles with their ball use. That's something that you guys obviously train and work on for a pretty extended period, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. I think it comes off good pressure around the ball. If you get some good drop off from our defenders, they actually got some really nice drop off, some good 2v1s, but that came off the back of pressure up the ground. And then off the back of that, when you have 2v1s down back, you can find your kicks. So I think, we were able to generate good offense off really good defense today.
Morris and Condon were the two emergencies today. Charlie Lawless, another who you consider for the likes of Harrison and Anderson next week to come in.
Yeah, I think also Declan Everett's comes out of the concussion protocol too. So we'll have a look at him. Charlie gets to play in the wild card, unfortunately, for Falcons, for us, fortunately for him. So if we progress and Falcons were to lose, then we'll consider Charlie for sure, particularly with Glove going down. But, Everett, Bo Condon, there's a few of them lining up, hoping to get an opportunity.
Geordie, well done. Congratulations. Congratulations on what you've achieved over the last month. You would probably admit too, you're probably concerned that you might not find yourself in this situation, but cards have fallen your way, and for you, hopefully, continue to fall your way next Sunday, going toe-to-toe with Jammo again. You probably thought you might have been playing them in this game. If you had won, it would have been that way, and in the end you're playing him a week later, which is probably the preferred, and means you've got to win a first semi-final.
Yeah, for sure. We actually, at no point did we think about a draw, and then at the end of the game we thought, why didn't we shake our hand and shake each other's hand and just do a draw from the start? So, it's going to be good. Different brand of footy, they're a very different side of Drysy, so we'll have our work cut out. Hopefully we can get the job done.
Good luck. I really appreciate you joining us, and thanks for letting us broadcast your game today. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great year.
Jordan Kerris joining us on K-Rock Footy. A lot of fun always to talk with Geordie. Thanks to 40 Winks. Find the perfect bed for your body. K-Rock Football!
40 Winks post-game interview.